The San Juan County Attorney's Office is sounding the alarm on what it calls a developing rape culture in the county's public schools. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has the story.
San Juan County Attorney Kendall Laws says his office has seen a sharp uptick in sexual assault cases among students in the past year.
That's what caused us to kind of look at it. And then it has become a passion project in our office because we can see that there's a problem.
The rate of sexual offenses reported to law enforcement has quadrupled in the past decade, according to a presentation Laws gave to the school board last week. And 90% of the cases his office is currently investigating involve students. Matthew Keyes is the Title IX coordinator for the district.
The information that was shared by Mr. Laws, is shocking and it shouldn't be tolerated. And we are very eager to come to the table and help in any way, shape, or form that we can.
But Monticello resident Monty Wells says the school district has had a problem with sexual misconduct for years. His daughter attended Monticello High School between 2008 and 2011, and he says sexual harassment was common there at the time.
There was all kinds of sexual assaults and stuff. I mean, people in the hall grabbing girls and shoving their heads in their crotch. Just all kinds of inappropriate stuff that the school was just ignoring.
Wells requested a Title IX investigation in 2009 into an incident involving his daughter. That forced the school district to revise its sexual harassment policy. But Wells says people in Monticello still discriminate against girls who report sexual harassment and assault. The county attorney agrees. Laws cited a court case in 2018 in which a crowd of people showed up to a sentencing hearing for a boy convicted of rape.
But they were all there supporting the perpetrator. The only people that were there with the victim were her parents and my staff. That was it. And so it's things like that. That's not normal behavior.
Laws said his office plans to bring in resources like counselors and victim advocates to help educate the community about sexual assault. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.